are becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Oh, yes, of His Christ.
Hallelujah. When the Lord spoke to me about revival of all night, He shared a few thoughts with me. Zechariah chapter 8, which came to us through Reverend Clara Badu, is a promise. It's a revelation as well as what? A promise. And I want us just to thank the Lord. He's faithful. He's beautiful. And He's glorious. The scripture is talking about old men walking around the streets. And the young ones going about their youth. You know, in other words, the place shall be full of what? People. The old will not die and live early. They will live to see. And their grandchildren shall be walking around in their own side. And in Kwadansubayawungajuma, let's come for Jesus Christ. You have not seen it yet. Let's come for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, you are not strong. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. You got a spirit. I'm so blessed today. I have seen the fulfillment of all things. You know, the Lord said, before they come, what? He shows His to us. And when they come, we shall say that, yes, our Lord has spoken to us. And I'm, beloved in Jesus Christ, I'm so happy here today. And I'm so grateful to the Lord. I'm coming to share a word, very simple word, which you are familiar with. And then I don't know whether we shall pray on it. Matthew chapter 6. I'm dealing just with the church prayer. From verse 9 to verse 13. The church prayer. Formerly we used to call it what? The Lord's Prayer. It's not the Lord. The Lord's Prayer is what? John 17. But this one, it's what the Lord taught the church, how what? How to pray. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts or trespasses, as we forgive those who what? Trespass against us. This New King James word, as we forgive what? Our debtors. I don't like debtors, those who trespass. And lead us not into what? Temptation. But deliver us from what? Evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Yesterday, I was praying, and for some time now, the last stanza, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. That is all that, almost about 3 months or 6 months now, that's the only scripture that comes to my heart. For thine is the kingdom. Then as I was discussing things in my heart, communing in my heart with the Lord, that he put this scripture on my heart to share with you today. Where we go, let's see how it was, where it will land us. Jesus Christ has come to change everything in this world. Yesterday I was watching television, and there was a bridge that had fallen, where? Broken down, where? In India. Many people dead and dying. There was ISIS. There was this. The President Obama has called for what? International summit on nuclear weapons. And the fear is that ISIS may come across nuclear materials, and that he was saying that some madmen will take it and they will destroy many lives. And the whole world is in tension. But Noah, there's nowhere that's peaceful. You know, there's wickedness, there's lies, there's unrighteousness. Everywhere, there's no peace. Everywhere. Everywhere. Beloved, it is a sad thing that the world, the Lord was yesterday, when I was thinking about the commotion, the confusion in the world, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and I went to my room. And he gave me a word. I'm not going to share. I'll write about it for the whole world. The Lord wants to bring change to this world. And all he said, I have got you as my voice. And I want the whole world to hear my voice, to know my will. And you are the only person I've chosen to do this. And he gave me his mission, his vision for the world afresh. It's in the scripture. So tell them, this is what I am and I want to do, I came to do. They don't know Jesus Christ. But the whole thing is about peace in this world. Peace in the world. Beloved, we are in a place of a special election. When I say election, I don't mean the election to vote. We have been elected. God has chosen us. Before we were chosen, what? He elected us. Before we were born, God knew you and I. And he knew a generation in which he will bring the changes. And this is the generation. The Bible says, a set time. Elebe yino. Yino ni eba fe de kane. Naka yino. Naka beye no meni. Eshe ne. Ni wame. Wakbeke bi yine. Yime ni hala. Ni ba chon wano. Ni ke chake mwa ba jele mi. What a privilege. That's why the Lord wants me to share with you the church prayer. Our Father, who art where? In heaven. If you came to the Holy Church Conference, you were told that what? The church is what? A holy organization. It's a heavenly ordained, ordered, established, supervised, controlled, and led body. The church is not earthly. Minu animo, asore no, enye nipa asore. Nenye yuase asore. Nenye nipa nyansan asore. Anahu mfibi asore. Asore nye, nyankopo nago boa de nyame. Onwana. Osheda fre, onimse, oninkrofobibe ye juma. Dachi bi. Na brendu suri na yesu baen. No friend, Krofobi, no one nam. Your friend, be brave, ni Yesu nam. Brother, oya konu. Oja, only how many people? 12. No, they are 72 also. On the day of Pentecost, no, there were about 200 people. But there were many more people who followed Jesus. So you see, he takes only a few people to do great things. It starts with only a few. So if the Lord chooses us and say he will use us to start a new thing, don't think that the Lord cannot see or doesn't know. And don't think that God doesn't know you. Or you have a better life to live and you don't need this one. The one who brought you into the world knew that you'll be born at this time and you'll be a member of the Ghana Evangelical Society. And you'll be a member of the people that will do what? Plant the new thing. And we have planted the new thing. Clap for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, Jesus said, remember. And what is it? What is the first line of the prayer? What did he say? Our Father where? Again? And what did he say? Go on. Hallowed be thy. What is what? Let your name be what? Honored. Honored. Glorified. Hallowed. I said, Nipa nye den. And yes, or stroke again. They must not just fear, but what? They must respect and make your name what? Holy. You don't call the name of the Lord what? In vain. The name of God is a holy name. And it shall be hallowed. Praise the Lord. You have a very nice dress that you like. And you keep that dress in the wardrobe for special days. And when you take that dress, you yourself feel within your soul that neke mamane lo atade ne meni. Hallowed be thy name. Then what did he say? Next line, what did he say? Thy kingdom come. The first thing Jesus take the church is that the church is on a mission of what? The kingdom. That the kingdom must come. That's why Jesus came. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our Father. What? Next. Thy kingdom. And then what do you say? As it is in them. You see the point. But that's thy will be done on earth. Where? So you see, minu animal, the pattern, the model, the thing that must happen in the world is not according to how the world is what? It's running now. Brother, honorable John.
the righteousness of God is not established by man and man thinking and thinking. It is a holy thing of God. It is not this. No human being has a kaboshetaria, a kashadoria motani. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't know. The Lord was talking to me about something, and when righteousness. He said, our righteousness is what? Filthy rags. Your standard of righteousness is nothing. It's not abaya tuna. I mean, it's nothing, brother. It's nothing. It's nothing. Some of them may say, oh, this sister is a sinner. But as for me, I don't sin. You know, I don't do this. But this one, they are like that. But when you go deep down, you see that near okay, media minya we onu so eden. Sa asem na kasa no ebu no efi ole min. Ebu ole fo. Asa no kasa media min dis media min tisa no. So de nanu kapa onu kasa ebu no fo. Se se o ye liar. What he says is holy, but he's a liar. Before God, he's not holy. So what's the basis of your boasting? God's standards are heavenly. And the church, amen. Amen.
Amen.
The church has not come to take the world and polish the world. Today the things I was telling the people in the, to take the music in the world, like we'll do a holy church mission. To take Bogmale music, or to take High Life, or to take reggae, or to and polish it to make it look like for worship. And a worldly thing. The origin is the world, and it is not acceptable. The thing that is acceptable to God must be what? Come from where? Heaven. Thy will be done on earth where? As it is in heaven. But who has been to heaven to know the things that must be done are done in heaven? That is where the question marks are. That is where Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are very important. If you can serve God diligently, righteously, and faithfully unto the end. If you can be holy to God, then you have to know that the things that we are handling is of God. It's of heaven. It's not earthly. Once you enter the room, so the thing that must be done in the church must be as it is done where? In heaven. So you don't take worldly ideas. You don't take your convenience. You want to make yourself happy. Make yourself happy. We are worshiping God. If you come to dance, Ave Mene. Aja Jehovah, Abaja Nyongbo. We are worshiping God. So when you come to dance, you are dancing in what? Worship. Not that you dance or you'll be happy. You have, the Most High God is seated in the sanctuary. He's seated here. And you dance before him. You do everything before him in fear and trembling, holiness and righteousness. Great respect and honor. Hallowed be what? Be thine. Thy kingdom come. What? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The proposition the Lord will have me bring to your mind is that from henceforth, now that you have become a Christian, in the prophecy, he breathed into the church. And the breath that he gives the church is what? A quickening spirit. The old one was what? A living soul. But from John chapter 20, 21, it says what? Receive ye what? It's a quickening what? Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2 tells us that. Corinthians tells us that. The first Adam was what? A living soul. The first one. But the second Adam, no, then. Quickening spirit. So there's a difference between the first Adam and the second, when we are born again, we have a quickening spirit. The spirit of God that comes to dwell in us. You know why it's quickening? The old one is already what? Dead. So it quickens it. It brings life back to it. That's why it's called a quickening spirit. And when the old one is quickening, then it ceases to be what? The old one. So there's a process of transformation to make it into the perfect image of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That is the proposition. Thy kingdom come. So in your life, in my life, in the church, it must be according to the will, purposes, and glory of God. Amen. Next verse. Read for me. Verse 10. Now we come to verse 11. Give us, go. Read it again, please. He knows that man does not live by what? So daily bread, which kind of bread are we talking about here? No, it can be your needs. But essentially, which, since the things are what? Since thy kingdom is from where? And thy will be done on earth is from where? Therefore, what we need daily is what? Heavenly provision of the things that will make us live in a heavenly way. Are you hearing me? How many were many? Eh? Oh, me in the club. How are more of a mini? In me. Wadangma. Name man on Wadi or Wadi Kemini. Ne, I can't solemn your JJ. Shall we? Ne mount you like a pebini. Solemn a machaim your eba mini. Zubano. Coney up a mini. None less swung up a ninga Zubano cabin up your mini. Look at one of the waggle a day again. How many? Wadanga, mini wadeo. Nine he, yawa. Nine he, and one yen wag my pain on a madam mini. The madam shall we blow no. Lodging a while here in your warning. It's not just food that we eat, but that which spiritual supply, wisdom, knowledge, power, that we can live a holy life. And do things as what? It is done in heaven. Give us this day what? All of us, give us this day what? And I'm saying it is not pano ni ekano. And pano kano. Just say, and on there, it feeds what? Pano, what does it feed? But where do we want to grow properly? The spirit. Brodoe, I don't come here, many, huh? Eha, Bomotu, many, he wale. She, Jake Bomotu, many were drawn. Womumu, our soul spirit. What crack of Momo, no, no, ye. No, ye don't know what Bomotu is a container, no, be like I call my woman, keke. No, why you go she wa mumo no ni hehia mumo ne ba nye ni ehishi age ne mi obatimi atras wa wiase sana e de sana se anka sana owo suru asana obatras wo suru no sanso de se be de obatras ya yenya ko suru ndi yeni ni wo suru wa be hio wo wa be nwe ni wa le do ni ya no enwe no oja aje nwe na hawo nwe ni bi dan wo nye wo hisi aje ne mi ta obo na yo je nwe except we giving daily bread from where heaven we cannot live the heavenly life on earth. So what did he say? All of us, what did he say? Give us this day what our daily bread, all that we need daily to be able to fulfill the purposes of our calling. all that you need daily. What did I say? What did I say? Go. All that we need daily. To do what? To fulfill what? The purposes of our calling. Again. To fulfill the purposes of our calling. Again. Children, go ahead. Go. So I'm suggesting that the daily bread is not what? Food. Yes, if we need food to give strength to what? The body. The important thing is what? Our soul, spirit, our mind, and our thinking, and the way we do things, that will please what? The Father. So we need a daily supply of what? Such needs. Give us this day what? Our daily bread. And Jesus said, "What? I am what? The bread of life." So we need a daily supply of Christ. We need daily supply of the wisdom of God. We need daily supply of divine strength and energy and power. We need daily supply and direction and authority from heaven so that we can live our life acceptable to God. Acceptable. And because of this, next verse, what did he say? Go, read the next verse. Verse, is it 12, eh? Go. As we forgive them that trespass. What did he say? What did he say? And forgive us what? Our sins. Our sins. Our sins. As we forgive them that what? If we forgive one another, then we should expect God to do what? If we ask God to forgive us, he will what? Forgive. I've been telling people, when you are counseling, people are angry with their brothers. I said, you need to forgive yourself first. Before you can forgive somebody, you need to forgive what? Yourself. That you are angry, you know? You need to forgive yourself. Number two, you have to reconcile with your soul and reconcile with God that you are angry. And after you have reconciled with your soul and God is pleased, then and only then can you forgive your brother. Otherwise, that I rather say, or nimse yase ha edene waha. Sin, wickedness, lies, darkness, it came in the prophecy. So our lives are full of what? Sin. Things that will prevent us from seeing God and knowing the holy things of God. Therefore, if we want the supply of heavenly things daily, then we also need energy to get out of what? The sin situation. But we are already what? Sinners. And the redemption that has come. You see, the blood at Calvary is what? For the remission of what? Sin. And the redemption of man. So, the provision of Jesus Christ, the blood, is meant to take care of the sin factor. Whether it's sin, or whether it's power of sin, and the consequence of it is what? Death. So Jesus Christ, if we need a daily supply of food, a daily supply of energy to live, we need a daily supply of the Spirit of what? Christ, of the Holy Spirit. And then the supply of the blood to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us what? Our trespass, as we forgive them that trespass against us. It's a condition of good living, divine standard living, that you forgive one another so that God also, as a Father forgives you, so you forgive one
And you don't bear grudge to the extent that you plan evil, retaliation. So vengeance is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. So you don't get too angry. You plan evil. Don't be a Nigerian church. You know the Nigerian church. Or some of them. Hey, they said, I call upon the fire of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, burn you. You know, all these things. I don't know whether the person is being burned, you can stand it. Praise the Lord. Forgive the person. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is how. Forgive us this day our daily bread. Eh? Forgive us what? Our trespasses. As we forgive them that what? Trespass against us. You must learn how to forgive. That's how you can live a heavenly life. And God is the avenger. Praise the Lord. He leaves us, he's a merciful God as far as we are concerned. We are only living in his mercy. For we say what? Mercy reload my Mercy what? Reload my life. Mercy reload my life. Say nyame ampata ankene uniha. Kwa ogbeche. First they know ofesha and von have me. Obagbo. See, official, no kind of official. Look at the fable. If you are a boy, a smart, see, they be not a mobana nabo. She mille be an avenue, Babu or Conta, and Neddy, and I say, Yen Fayan Yanu Yade, Yen Bonin Chow, Nayansu, say Yen Bonia Yade, Yadia Che. Never walk walk in a mime, I may share. Kunika ji wofesha akekwa. Nani unwe hiya ya jeme jiyake. Nyumbo mweni ame. Nibi nata ni eba hije wote. Jeme neke. Inti ke. No mlifuke ele me ebe mene. Eba jeme. Neko otan wan shi. Jeneme. Mweni ame. Shi tam. Besake woke wanye mma. Nibi afe. Ake ame. It's like a shale, a yo bon ya mam. Sin is present everywhere. Everywhere you go is sin. Unrighteousness, wickedness, evil. There's no day that you are free. Even you sing, you hear some music in the air. Eh? And then you are dancing. That's, you don't know where the music is coming from. You don't know, but you are dancing. It have emotion. You know, But of your bed, you won't come home. Nicabo, yeah, when I quarrel of you. Praise the Lord. Me by many wonder me, here near we. Oh, just a ubu, who day, ufi. Now, Yankobo, I'm trouble with this dano. But change that crude over catch of the winning, mimpe. Media chow. It was a bombarding fire day. Pauna asem chen. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. Next line. Next stand. Verse. Next verse. Go. This is the key issue. This is one of the famous things. As for this one, I know everybody will be happy. They're seeing in their daily bread, they are not happy. But lead us not to what? Temptation. But what? Deliver. They say, you see, it's full of what? Temptations. Now, if you don't have the Holy Spirit with you, and you don't have the Spirit of God to give you the mind of Christ over issues, you be tempted several times and you fall. That's why you need a daily supply of what? The Holy Spirit. The witness, Christ's witness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why you need to walk with the Holy Spirit. That you are thinking of the newspaper articles. There are discussions on the radio. There are discussions in the world. You know, and you are sitting down. Now how do you approach? How do you approach these things? You approach them like any human being. But no, you are a different person.
when I was watching the Indian team, and then the Brussels, yeah, and then Paris and all, when I was thinking about this, the wickedness and all the rest, then the Lord took me a room, then started sharing his plan, how to bring all these things to an end in the world. He said, I came for peace. That's why I'm here. The remission of sins is for peace. The redemption of the human body, human soul, spirit, is for peace. Reconciliation is peace. So the whole thing that Jesus came to do is what? Peace. If he has not forgiven us our sins, we live in what? In darkness and under the pain of what? Death. But when he forgives our sins and he transitions from the law of death to the law of what? Life. Here we are. We are free. Peace. So it is not just sin. The question, the sin factor is, I'm not going to discuss it here. The sin factor is a deep thing. And you cannot escape it on your own except the Lord helps you. So God must give us a daily supply of all our need spiritually. We must be connected with the Holy Spirit to maintain the integrity of our calling and the beauty of our standing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To maintain what? The integrity of what? Our calling. And the beauty of what? The beauty of what? Our standing as children of God. God has called us unto a higher life, a different life. Chemona chewo when chemoni jeje in chemoni. Shile na ta ye de mwengbeto shile ni je shipon le do shile ni. Nte o afete ni won ye wo hisin. Ye shipon ne no ta mo mwenbi jaje won awawo. Ja mo kokon e kobo meke e kudowo. Ya woke nyu mo koko nye ne cho wogbe ne whisper ni bi wo to yin ko o agbo da po no yu e ne wa je boko e keke o na oni le fm ni e chake onye ni o je mo. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The spirit of the Lord must come upon you to lead you, conduct that life that's acceptable to God. So the Bible says what? Lead us not to what? Temptations. Because there are things, God himself is not leading you to temptations. But the other side of the coin is that you should have an awareness within you. When it's a temptation, it should be a word. Avoid it. And who can help you avoid it? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. If the word is, you are rooted and grounded in the world, then the Holy Spirit takes it, reminds you, quickens you, gives you strength. You don't want to do it, but you are helpless. But the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Then the next clause is what? Deliver us what? From all evil. The Lord, the world is full of evil, temptations and evil. Amen. Deliver us. And Udia, why would him say, O Kunu and ye won? And ye woke. Sign ya maya yeke, baby, won't mean Yahushi. The Nipana, Womu town, Womu does so sell. To me, a woman would ya womb, Womu de one num, baby, I wouldn't mean ya, ya yell, ye hell. Nya, Uko to Edwin Edipua, Womunim. If I go wooda, Womunam ho. Nti ube de ajwani fisai gofo imu. Jise nyame buwao. Unless he delivers you from the hands. Because you have no power to deliver yourself out of the hands. But if you call upon his name, he says, what do you say? All of us, what do you say? Deliver us what? From evil. Then the confession. What is that? That's the famous confession. For what? For thine is the kingdom. Again? Yes? Again, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. For thine is the kingdom. The Lord is saying that, the Spirit of the Lord is telling us that. Send a CBRA. Let Satan rise against you. The powers of darkness rise against you. Let men rise against you. Let them do everything. Say, when it has to hina so, Nyankopon. Or no, no, what to me, say, Nina, who friend, or but you. Deliver me from evil. Deliver me, O Lord, from all evil. If I have I've sinned, forgive me my sin. If I'm the cause, if I've fallen into a temptation, deliver me, forgive me, and take me out of the temptation. If the enemies are there and I have no knowledge of them, but they are planned against me, there's only one person that can deliver me. What? You, my God. For what? What do we say? Go. For thine is the kingdom. And what? The power. The power. You have power to do it all. And the glory is yours. And he says, forever and ever. She said, Nyame you are no idea, but you, he whom the Son shall set free, what? Shall be free indeed. But you must know that you have to call upon his name. Here is hope for us. For thine is the kingdom, is my prayer under all circumstances. Because the fire, the Lord God of hosts, he controls all things. Whatever I meet in life, and I can't stand it. There's only one person who can do it. He's called what? Jesus, Jehovah. The friend of Jimmy. If he said, there's no power of itself. All the powers get their power from what? God. For thine is what? The kingdom. The power. Power beyond is from God. See, there's no spirit Jesus stands and say, hey, I want my son. Set him free. Satan will do everything, but what? He will release the person. She said, many all day of what deliverance has come, whatever it is. Actually, we went through it already. When we were praying, we went through it already. I was telling some people in Krakan, when the Lord is moving in church like this, you must know how the Spirit of God is moving. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord what? Why seek ye the Lord what? Call upon them when what? When he's near. When you see the Spirit of God moving like this, you don't sit down and look on. No. Get into it. The Spirit of God moving, Krakenho. You can't go there and still feel that you are not free. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we don't understand spiritual things. We don't know how blessed we are. How can you be in a hot room and say you are cold? Or you are air-conditioned room and you say what? You are sweating. And there will sweat, there will be few more. Then your environment, no? Praise the Lord. And at some, on Saturday night, it was a deliverance night. And we went deep into many areas. I called upon everybody call, you know. Today we had a similar experience. I said, take your burdens away, cover the cross, call upon the name, do this, and we're doing it. There's God moving in the house, and the Lord said, bring your burdens away, cover it, and then may Jesus way, or hold on a day, may Nyamaya Sarisa. And then you discover the SEO. They say, in the IRS, one day, Bring your baggage, your luggage. When sister, what's her name? Agi was there. She talked about the, and what we're carrying. Give up. Take advantage. And so now, nothing is happening. But when you are going, commit yourself to the Lord. And say, Lord, I'm going to church. And I want you to help me today. Give me this day what? My daily bread. The supply, the spiritual supply for the week or for the month. The divine direction for my life. I need it. I need your direction today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are coming to all night. What did you did you fast and pray yesterday? Do you talk to the Lord? I'm going to all night. Therefore, as I go today, I want you to meet my needs. That's how we live the Christian life. Give us this day what? Our daily bread. And forgive us what? Our trespasses. Yes. You must have done something against somebody or against yourself or against God. And he alone can forgive you and deliver you out of the hands of the enemy. In fact, you are the enemy of yourself. And God can deliver you out of your own hand so that you shall be free. Tonight, we are going to dwell on... We go back to the whole prayer again and we pray one by one, verse by verse, so that you pray with understanding now.
He shall reign over his people.